Welcome back to After the Mishnah. My name is Eitan Epstein. Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey gives us a glimpse into how the Tanaim did chesed in their homes. The Mishnah tells us, Yosi ben Yochanan, Ishu Shalayim Omer, Yehei Beischa Pasuach Lervacha, our homes should be open, V'yihiyu Aniyim Bnei Beischa, and needy people should be members of our household. Roshalom Shvajon wonders, why does the Mishnah insist on telling us that our home should be pasuach lirvacha, wide open? Wasn't it enough to say that our home should be open? Once the door is open, people can come in. And he explains, based on a discussion at the end of Parsha Shmini, there we are told of a long list of birds that we're not allowed to eat. The Ramban tells us the reason we can't eat those birds is because they are predatory in nature, and we wouldn't want to consume such an animal lest it have a negative impact on our nature and our being. Yet there's one bird that's of question, and that's the chasida. The chasida, the name seems to imply that it's a kind bird. In fact, Rashi tells us, Lama nikra shma chasida? Why is it called the chasida sha'osa chasidus im chavroseha? It does kindness with its friends, bimizonos, it shares its food with its friends. And so one wonders, why can't we eat that bird? It would seem to be something that we'd actually want to eat. Rav Shalom Shvajon explains that to do chesed with a friend is one level of chesed, but that's not enough. We need to aspire for more. We need to aspire to do chesed not only with our friends, but people who are not necessarily like us, people who are different. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. To have a home that's pasuach, that implies maybe pasuach to the people that we like, people that we socialize with, people that we do business with. But pasuach lervacha implies that we want a home that's open to everyone, any type of person. It's an interesting thing to think about. If we were to think about and analyze who we normally do chesed with, it's often people who are around us, people who are like us. But how often do we have the opportunity to welcome people into our homes who maybe aren't like us? And that is what the Mishnah is telling us to do. And the Mishnah goes on to say, how do we want to welcome them into our home? When they come in, they shouldn't just be guests. They should become like Bnei Bayis. What does that mean? Rav Chaim Volozhiner tells us Bnei Bayis means we should serve them the food that we serve our own children. We should serve them and treat them the way that we would our own family members. Not only that, he says, we should socialize with them. We should talk to them. We should make them feel like they are, in fact, at home and not guests in our home. And that's the level of chesed that we're aiming to do. There's an interesting thing with when it comes to ben adam mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru, which is on the one hand it's a little bit easier because when it comes to mitzvos ben adam l'makom, we don't see Hashem's reaction when we do something. When it comes to mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru, we do. We can see the smile on their face, but yet the smile on the face can sometimes be confusing. It can sometimes allow us to sit back and assume that we've done a good job when in fact we've done something nice, but we haven't necessarily crossed the threshold of hider mitzvah when it comes to mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru, because then they appreciate what we've given them. We've given them a bed. We've given them food to eat. But was it the best bed we could give them? Was it the best food? Did we treat them in the best possible way? Just like we look for the best esrog, just like we look for the nicest menorah, we should look to do chesed in our homes with all types of people. And when they arrive in our homes, we should ensure that they have the best experience possible. We should be mahadir in the mitzvahs of achnasas orchem like we would want to do in any other mitzvah.